When you married her, I was devastated. And I thought for sure that that was that. I figured you marrying somebody else was a better signal that this thing was over than me hopping a plane to California for a few years.
You didn't think that was a...
I was in my early 20s with nothing better to do than go kill some time at a beach on the other side of the country where nobody knows your name. But somewhere in the back of my head, I really did think that, you know, we would figure it out. I didn't really know how that was going to happen when I would run off and done other things. But when you married Kristen, I was devastated. But it made me say, okay, well, then that's that. But then I remember talking to you when I was in California. You remember this phone call?
I was in Mount Prospect, Illinois at the time.
Yeah.
Living right next to the train tracks in a ground level apartment. I remember very clearly. I remember exactly where I was standing.
Yeah. You were like, you certainly seemed a little surprised that I was calling.
Yeah, I was a little blown away that you were calling.
And I wasn't sure what I would find. And this will sound awful. But you weren't in wedded bliss. And secretly in the back of my head, I was like, maybe we're not done. Not that I was ever going to pursue anything. But I, in the back of my head, thought, well, maybe then she wasn't his one. And then I saw you at the wedding.
I was thrilled.
I was very excited to see you.
I said I loved you.
You did.
I'm very sorry.
That was a turning point.
That's the turning point. Well, you know.
Okay. So the wedding ends with the new can of worms open.
Because you cried.
Yeah, of course
I cried.
You
were like, you don't get to say that to me.
No.
And I was like, but I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I was furious with you. And then you went home. And then I went home.
Yeah. I went home like a day and a half later.
And then you were divorced.
Yeah, within like a very short amount of time. But I stayed out there.
You did. You stayed out there. And I made you do things and be on your own for a little while. And then we had a date. After an appropriate amount of time had passed, we had a date. And then I came out to Chicago.
Oh, man, that was a great visit.
And by the end of that visit, I knew we were getting married. The timing was right. After
you were ready to be married?
15 years. Yeah, I was finally ready to be married and to be married to you.
Uh-huh.
And I was perfectly content to not ever get married. But by the end of that date, I mean, I can remember being so giddy at the idea of going out there. Didn't know what would happen. Didn't know if it would just be something that, okay, let's get this out of our system and move on. And by the end of that, yeah, I knew that we would get married. I didn't know when, but I was in.